With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump is taking steps that he hopes will reduce mortgage rates. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president announced on social media that he's directing the federal government to buy $200 billion in mortgage bonds. He said the move would help reduce mortgage rates at a time when Americans are worried about home prices. Earlier in the week, the president said he wants to block institutional investors from buying houses. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Iranian leaders are warning that protesters could be decisively punished, suggesting a possible coming crackdown against demonstrations in the country. The government has shut down the internet and is blocking international calls, correspondent John Gambrell reports.
Iran's supreme leader is signaling that his country is preparing to crack down on the demonstrators who've been protesting across the Islamic Republic over the last several days. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei in particular targeted U.S. President Donald Trump. Trump in recent days has said that America is willing to use force to protect peaceful protesters in Iran should the theocracy there try to kill them.
The protest began over Iran's struggling economy and has become a significant challenge to the government. Violence has killed at least 62 people and more than 2,300 have been detained. The U.S. military says U.S. forces have boarded another oil tanker in the Caribbean Sea as the Trump administration continues to target sanctioned tankers traveling to and from Venezuela. The pre-dawn action was carried out by Marines and Navy sailors launched from an aircraft carrier. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 237 points, the Nasdaq rose 191, the S&P advanced 44. This is SRN News. A warning from an evangelical leader.
George Barna of Arizona Christian University has been researching faith in this country for more than 40 years, and he says unless believers assert themselves, America will be changed forever. Quote, if Christians want a nation based on biblical morality, they must be clearer and more assertive in teaching and modeling the biblical worldview and its resultant lifestyle. As matters stand now, the biblical worldview is poised to lose what little ground it currently occupies. Michael Harrington reporting.
Abortion will remain legal in Wyoming after the state Supreme Court ruled that two laws barring the procedure, including the country's first explicit ban on abortion pills, violate the state constitution. The justices sided with the state's only abortion clinic and others who sued over the abortion bans passed since 2022, when the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
The newly released December jobs report came in weaker than most analysts were expecting.
The Labor Department says America's employers created just 50,000 jobs last month, less than the 56,000 new hires in November. At the same time, the unemployment rate scored its first decline since June, falling from 4.5% in November to 4.4% last month. The latest data suggests businesses remain reluctant to add workers, even as economic growth has picked up. Rich Thomason, Washington.
President Trump meeting today with oil executives at the White House, hoping to secure some $100 billion in investments to revive Venezuela's oil industry. He says rebuilding Venezuelan production would be good for the U.S. as well as the people of Venezuela. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 237 points, the Nasdaq up 191. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.